Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The House has approved a resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke constitutional authority under the 25th Amendment to oust President Trump for his role in inciting violence at the U.S. Capitol, even though Pence said he won't sign that. And as NPR's Miles Parks reports, the House this morning will vote to impeach Trump, which would make him the first president in history to be impeached twice.
The resolution the House passed urged Mike Pence to use the 25th Amendment to take the powers of the presidency away from President Trump. But it has no enforcement mechanism, and Pence says he does not intend to use it as a result of last week's deadly Capitol takeover. So today, the House will move forward with impeachment proceedings. The vote to formally impeach Trump for the second time in less than 13 months is expected to pass with a bipartisan majority. A number of Republicans, including the third highest ranking Republican in the House, Liz Cheney, say they plan to support the action. Miles Parks, NPR News, Washington.
New security procedures are in place for members of the House in response to the violent attack on the Capitol building. NPR's Windsor Johnston has more.
Effective immediately, lawmakers and their guests will have to go through metal detectors before entering the House floor. The decision comes after recent debate about whether legislators had the right to carry firearms inside the Capitol. Guns are currently prohibited on the House floor. Lawmakers are already required to wear facial coverings in the chamber. Some are calling for stricter enforcement, with fines of up to $2,500 for those who refuse.
NPR's Windsor Johnston. Whistleblowers at the Census Bureau say that the Bureau's director is trying to rush out a report about non-citizens before the end of the Trump administration. NPR's Hansi-Lo Wang reports employees at the Bureau are concerned that any data that would be released would be inaccurate and could be misused.
Multiple Census Bureau employees told the Bureau's internal watchdog that Director Stephen Dillingham directed them to make a data report about non-citizens, including undocumented immigrants, a, quote, number one priority. According to a memo by the Commerce Department Inspector General, Dillingham, a Trump appointee, considered offering a financial incentive to get the report done by Friday. It's not clear exactly what Trump officials plan to do with this information, but civil servants at the Bureau say they're concerned that they have not had enough time to prepare a report and that incomplete data could be misinterpreted, misused, or tarnish the Bureau's reputation. Hansi-Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
In world financial markets, Asian markets ended in mixed territory. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, gained just over 1%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong was down 0.1%. U.S. futures contracts are trading in positive territory. You're listening to NPR News. Brazil says China's coronavirus vaccine is far less effective than originally stated. The drug, made by the biopharmaceutical firm Sinovac, was tested in multiple countries. But as NPR's Emily Fang reports, Sinovac only released complete clinical data on the vaccine in stages.
Brazil originally reported the vaccine's efficacy at 78% overall. But new data submitted to Brazil's health regulator shows the vaccine is now 50.4% effective. The disparity comes from a change in how the trial counted infections. This time, they included participants who contracted the coronavirus but experienced very mild symptoms. Sinovac and another Chinese vaccine company, Sinopharm, have not released the clinical data from each country in which they are testing vaccines, prompting questions from scientists about whether the aggregate efficacy rates for each vaccine are valid. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
Travelers flying to the U.S. will soon need to show proof of a negative test for COVID-19. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the U.S. is already facing a surge of coronavirus infections, and new, more contagious variants are emerging around the world. The CDC says the test won't eliminate all risk, but it will slow the spread of the virus in the United States while more Americans get vaccinated. U.S.-bound travelers will need to get a test within 3 days of their flight. This order takes effect on January 26th. Crude oil futures are trading higher, up about 0.3% at $53.40 a barrel. This is NPR.